He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is diligently working on the newsletter today. It is a Friday edition, Sanford & Son Gunderson radio edition here. This is Rob Sanford hosting for Bill Gunderson, along with Steve Gunderson, heir to the throne at Gunderson Capital Management. It's been quite a week here at Gunderson Capital Management. Lots to talk about. And Bill is hidden away in his secret bunker, working on the newsletter for today, and it will come out all over the world tomorrow, in the inboxes of the faithful followers, in his email, offering 30 or 40 pages of the wisdom and eloquent knowledge that he waxes eloquent on every single week. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
And tell us a little bit about the market this final day of the week.
Quick market update. It's flat everywhere, it looks like. The S&P is down 1 point. The Dow is, now it's up under 1 point. The NASDAQ's up 11. So it's pretty unexciting today.
All right. Well, I like the NASDAQ being up just a little bit there. But the market has kind of been unresponsive all week long. And yet, I've seen Bill been able to, as he likes to say, make things out of nothing. He's very good at making things out of nothing. And why is that? Why do you think he has got that uncanny knack? How does he seem to regularly outperform the days when the market's flat and things aren't going all that exciting? What is it that he does differently that allows him to make hay even when the sun doesn't shine?
You know, I think it's a mixture of things. I think obviously the app helps a lot with those decisions, and I think also just the time he spends working on this stuff and watching the markets and every stock in it. I mean, I've seen him go through his database every single day. It's a huge database that has 5,000 stocks in it, and he goes through every single one and checks out the chart on each one that, you know, that looks interesting to him. So, I mean, he does that every single day, and I think that's what helps him kind of make those decisions. And
you know, it's interesting to me because we talk about, Bill manages his clients' portfolios and does things differently than the typical mega super big box computer program.
Hey, are you the commercial guy?
I'm the commercial guy. Oh, whoa. But then the first thing you said is that, well, I think the app helps him make that decision. And that just kind of points him in the right direction. That's his compass. Is that right?
Right, yeah. It doesn't tell him, buy this stock right now.
Right, that kind of sends him in the right direction.
Yeah, it brings his attention to certain stocks, and then he'll, you know, track them for a little bit and see how they're behaving, and then somewhere down the road he'll pull the trigger on it.
Let's draw a little bit of an analogy. After we got some work done earlier this week, we had an opportunity to sneak out and do a little bit of fishing, and as we headed out of the harbor, we needed to use the app. And the app was the compass.
Yeah.
And we needed to use the app and the GPS. And so we brought up on the what Bill likes to call his little old stinky fishing boat, and we brought up the GPS chart. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have the GPS chart to show your position and where you are and kind of the various areas that you can look at, because you can see an overhead view of the entire area that you're getting ready to fish in on an electronic chart.
Yeah.
But you still have to drive the boat.
Yeah, you do.
You still have
to get there somehow.
Right. So Bill was sitting at the helm, and he could make the decision looking at the chart or the app, in this case, the boat's app, as to which direction to go. Now, occasionally, we would lose GPS signal.
Yep.
and as a result, we had a good old magnetic compass up on the dashboard of the boat.
Yeah, and luckily we knew our heading that we were.
Yeah, so we know we kind of know the heading that we're wanting to go to, about the distance, about where we want to go, And so we're looking at which degree mark to follow on the compass to get out to the area where the tuna have been recently. And so it takes some human interaction in the app. So when you say, hey, well, the Bill or Bill uses the app, the app is really the GPS. It's kind of the it's kind of the overall chart that says, okay, here are the different here are the 4,000 different fishing spots that you can go to, or the how many are there?
I think it's like 4,800 or
Yeah,
something like
okay. So
that.
here's the 4,800 and some odd different fishing spots that you can go to and try and catch. And yet you still have to steer your brain or steer your mind to go to that particular area and fish. Now, I will tell you that when we got ready to go out fishing, and Bill said, okay, we're going to get them. And we needed to do a little bit of maintenance on the boat. We needed to do a little bit of getting some fuel, and we had to
Battery check.
Battery check. You got to do that. Got to get some fuel. Got to get some bait and head out offshore. And the one guy in the boat who said, hey, man, I'm not a very good fisherman. I don't really know how to fish all that well. He's the one guy that caught the nice big fish of the
That
day. Who was that?
was me.
Oh my goodness.
I don't fish that often. So when I do fish, I feel like, yeah, I haven't fished in a while, so I don't really know what I'm doing, but
You know, that's funny because he was kind of sandbagging a little bit. It's kind of like the pitcher who says, you know, I haven't got much of a curveball. You know, I can't throw very hard.
yeah.
You know, I got a sore arm, my shoulder's hurting a little bit, and then he gets up and throws a no-hitter.
Yeah.
You know, so
I
that was
set the expectations low.
that. And you know,
Just in case, you never know.
it's funny because we slid up on a particular spot, and there were you know, there were good signs of life around, and Steven gets a bait and casts it out like a pro, and sure enough, hooks up like a pro, and sure enough, lands the fish like a pro, and comes back and all the lines stacked right on the reel and everything. I said, what are you talking about? You don't know how to fish, you doggone sandbagger. So we might have to put up a picture or two or tweet out a picture or two of Steven and his yellowtail that he caught this week.
Yeah,
And that was nice fish. Kind of worked you a little bit.
it was a little bit fun. I knew it wasn't a tuna though. Once I had it, I was like, no, this isn't fighting
No,
like a tuna.
not fighting like a tuna. You know, every year, this year in every year, but especially this year in Southern California, we've got kind of a warm water push, and that pushes up from tropical, oh, South America and Central America, and then on up into Mexico, and then it pushes on up along the Southern California Bight, which is BIGHT, kind of the offshore area, and then we get an opportunity to fish for what we call exotics. We fish for exotic fish, and to us, an exotic fish is a yellowfin tuna, a bluefin tuna. We have yellowtail year round. Yellowtail is a jack, and then we see dorado, which you guys out in Florida call dolphin fish. Down in Hawaii, they call them mahi mahi, and here we call them dorado. That's the Mexican name. And we saw some of those yesterday. Didn't get them to go, and then at the same time, we love to fish for tuna, but we had tuna all show and no go yesterday.
Yeah, we saw a ton of them.
They were boiling around the boat, jumping out of the water, doing backflips, waving at us with their pectoral fins, telling us hello.
Just weren't biting.
They just weren't biting. And sometimes that's the case in the market. You see some companies that are all show and no go. There's a
Yeah, the CEO comes out and tells you, oh, we got this great stuff.
Or that, you know, there's a lot of companies or folks that bluster about what they can do and how they can perform in the market, and they're all show, and when it comes time to stop and actually catch a profit, well, it doesn't always work that way. They kind of wave at you and pass by or sink out as they were doing yesterday. Those stocks will tend to sink out, and it takes a lot of wisdom, a lot of creativity, a lot of extra work to find the biters in the market.
Yeah.
You know? And I think really that's kind of where Bill shines in this particular industry. He's got the wisdom to change his bait, to change his technique, to you know, even even when he was driving the boat this week, he says, you know, I've got a feeling. I've got kind of a feeling. We need to go further west.
Yeah.
Or we need to go down that way a little ways. We need to go over this way a little ways. Kind of playing the feeling or the inspiration, the human factor. He didn't just look at the GPS chart and say, oh, we're here. You gotta look through the glasses and make sure that you put the human part into picking the spots. And we'll talk a little bit more about how that applies to the market in just a few minutes. This is Rob Sanford and Steve Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is hidden away somewhere in his secret bunker working on the world news as far as Gunderson Capital Management is concerned. Every single week, he diligently works on Thursday and Friday to put out his newsletter, and that newsletter goes out to thousands of folks all over the world, not just the country. That newsletter comes out and really gives an in-depth view, the world according to Bill in the various markets and portfolios and individual stocks throughout the various markets. And I'm telling you, if you're someone who is serious about investing and serious about managing your own portfolio, or watching your particular money manager, whether or not it's Bill, and you're involved in stock picking and the market all the way around, not getting the newsletter to me is just almost blasphemy. It's almost crazy. I think that it's the kind of thing that you'd have to get. But if you're casually interested, or you just want to see the secret behind the recipe that Bill tends to put out there every single week, I gotta recommend subscribing, or at least trial subscribing, to the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And most folks, Stephen, think that it's just maybe a page or two when they get it in their inbox. It's far more than that, isn't it?
I can assure you it is not.
It's not.
I think it's around 50 pages.
You know, that's what is amazing to me, that the newsletter, he puts so much work into it. And yeah, there's some pictures and some charts, but then there's some great input and some great knowledge as far as text. You can actually read the opinion and the reason behind the opinion,
yeah,
in that newsletter. How would somebody subscribe to the newsletter?
So just go to pwstreet.com.
P as in Paul.
Yes.
W as in?
As in Willie.
As in Willie. All right.
Street,
so Paul Willie.
Spelled out.
Street, as in the Avenue Boulevard, but it's Street. So
right.
PWStreet.com. And then what happens?
And just click on the Contact Us page, and you can click on a 4-week trial and just fill out a little bit of information just so we know who you are and where you're from.
An email address. Got to have the email address.
Well, yeah, that's the only way you can get it, is from email. So
okay. So we don't actually sit out in our driveway like I did when I was a kid as a paper boy, and fold newspapers and put them in a plastic bag in case it rains load them onto the handlebars of the biker of your bicycle, drive all over the world like Santa Claus does with his sleigh, and then throw them down chimneys. They come in email form.
Right, yeah. It makes it a little bit easier for us.
That's right. You don't have to have ink on your fingers from folding newspapers. Don't have to have a whole box of rubber bands.
Yeah.
We actually send them out in email form. And then when it opens up in your inbox, it kind of looks like a newspaper.
It does.
You get to go from page by page.
Yeah.
And read the headlines and the story behind the headlines.
Yeah.
So pwstreet.com, and you can get it for a month. For how much?
Free.
Free?
The full newsletter with all of Bill's model portfolios.
I'm telling you, it's a marketing genius. it's the way that I remember when I was first talking to Bill about his newsletter, he says, we give it to folks for a month for free. I said, why in the world do you do that? And he says, yeah, I probably give away a little bit too much information. I said, but for free? And he says, yeah. He says, but on that fifth week, when that fifth week becomes kind of the basic version instead of the full version, he says, they almost always cry uncle. They say, man, I got to have the full version. And it's really kind of neat to be able to see how many people call up. And we get to visit with a lot of folks all over the world. How many people call up or email us and say, I gotta keep getting it. I'm addicted. I'm hooked. I got to see what Bill's going to say next week.
Yeah, totally. And even the free version is not terrible. I mean,
No. It's got most
great
of it.
Stuff in it. Yeah.
Yeah, except when he goes halfway through a sentence and then dot dot dot, and you got his I gotta see there.
It's still got his market outlook, and that's
does.
A lot of people look forward to that every week.
It does. And that is it's kind of like when we are getting ready to go fishing the next day, and we want to look at all the captain's reports.
Yeah.
From the day before, or the last few days. Bill's the captain, and if somebody's going to go out fishing for stocks, I want to get a captain like Bill to give me his opinion so I know where to go fishing.
Yeah, totally.
And not just go out there blind and say, oh, you know what? I think I'm gonna pick McDonald's just because their food is so delicious. Or that would be your opinion.
Oh yeah, totally.
I've never seen McDonald's cook anything.
No, I've seen microwaves.
Yeah. Well,
the fries, they cook the
you
fries.
You see them cook the
and those
fries.
Those are the best fries.
They are.
They are.
They are good. But doggone it, man.
But everything else.
Everything else comes out of a mysterious yellow tray after, I don't know where they cook it.
it's curious for sure.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of stocks here that are particularly of interest. Tell us about your favorite one or two stocks from this week that Bill has kind of said, hey guys, maybe you want to look under this kelp patty, or maybe you want to look at that little fishing spot. They might be biting over there. What are you talking?
Yeah, so another reason why you would want the newsletter.
Okay, all right.
So he made out, or he added this stock to the conservative model portfolio back in February, and it was Amazon.com.
Now everybody's heard of Amazon.
Oh yeah,
and I
love Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I use Amazon for everything.
It's amazing to me. The other day we got, I think, a roll of toilet paper or a couple of things of paper towels, and Amazon delivered them to the office, and I said, who in the heck ordered toilet paper or paper towels from Amazon?
I did.
And we looked at Steven. And Steven, I said, are you going to be
cheaper.
Kidding me? Why don't you just go down the street to Ralph's and get it? No, it was cheaper. It's actually cheaper to order it from Amazon.
And they ship it for free.
And they ship it for free. And we get this big old cardboard box of toilet paper.
That's the only bad part. You got to get rid of the box after.
I can't believe it. You do. You order everything from Amazon.
Pretty much, yeah.
Rice Krispies to vitamins to toilet paper.
Yeah, I order my shampoos and my toothpaste.
I don't need shampoo.
That's true. You don't. You just need some wax.
Someday, my young friend. Someday. So tell us more about Amazon. What has happened since February when Bill decided he was going to slide up on the fishing spot and fish for Amazon?
Yeah, so we've been hoping for a breakout in Amazon. The whole time we've owned it. It's been, you know, steadily increasing since February, but recently it went up 16% in the day. So that makes Bill happy and our clients happy. And
that's like a full foamer when they're jumping around the boat, but biting.
But biting, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
So we're really happy with Amazon, and our clients should be. And everyone who has the newsletter, they should have seen this coming, right?
They would have known that.
Yeah, they would have known that he bought it, and now we've owned it since then, and it's up around 50% since we bought it.
Now, we got to remember, just for Tracy, this is never a recommendation,
no.
But it's a really good example of how the fish bite once in a while.
That's right.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk more about various fishing spots in the stock market. This is Rob Sanford and Steve Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you in a minute.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
I'll tell you what, I always love your dad's bumper music, as they call it in the industry. And the classic rock, the guitars, the Stevie Ray Vaughan, all the cool stuff.
Except I was surprised to hear Metallica last segment coming in.
He probably didn't know that got dropped. No. Probably didn't get dropped in there. Hey, welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is hidden away in a secret bunker somewhere working on the world famous Best Stocks Now newsletter, which will come out in the market via email all over the world, like Santa Claus drops his presents down the chimney all over the world tomorrow morning. Typically starts out in the morning and then throughout the day. He's working on it diligently. And so I am Rob Sanford hosting along with Stephen Gunderson. So it is Sanford and son of a Gunderson, Steve Gunderson here hosting for Bill on our Sanford and Son Friday. You know, we've been talking about how Bill uses the app to kind of point him in the right direction, to kind of steer his mind, if you will, to where he's going to fish for particular stocks. You know, as we did get an opportunity to go out and fish a little bit this week, it was interesting to me how we could drive across vast sections of the ocean. Yeah. And have no life.
No, nothing.
And no boats. And yet lots of water. And if you didn't have the app on the boat, the GPS app, and if you didn't have the compass, doggone it, you wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
If you didn't have the reports from the captains and the opinion of the various guys that are out there doing it every day. And this is what's amazing to me. A lot of guys will come out and fish and not get any intel, not get any kind of knowledge as to where to fish. And what happens?
Probably don't catch anything.
They don't catch anything. Exactly right. There's an old saying that 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish.
Yeah.
But that's because 90% of the fish are in about 10% or less of the ocean.
Yeah, it seems like less when you're out there.
It does. It's probably 1% of the ocean.
Yeah, probably.
So you can be involved in the stock market. You can say, oh, well, I'm going to be an investor, and I'm going to go out and fish for the best stocks. But unless you're listening to a captain like Bill, unless you're reading his reports, unless you're following the app like we would follow a GPS, you're probably fishing in the 90% of the ocean that doesn't have any fish in it. Or if they are, they're not going to bite. You're going out there completely blind. And it's amazing to me how when you drive into the right neighborhood, the right fish asset allocation area, where all of the fish are, you've got an opportunity to catch the right fish. Now, sometimes they're all show and no go.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you hook one. And you got dinner on the table.
That's
as
right.
A result. Hey, speaking of that, you didn't take any fish home last night.
I did not.
Who'd you give it to?
So Bill took some and
the other Steven.
Yeah, Steven Knuckles took some home.
And you didn't take any. Why not?
You know, I'm not a fish eater.
I can't.
I know that's crazy.
Oh, that's blasphemy in this office.
Especially being my dad's son. It's hard to believe.
That is blasphemy. And yet your wife, she likes fish?
Yeah, she likes certain types of fish.
She does.
She's picky, but
all right.
She likes salmon. And
oh, yeah.
She doesn't really like the whitefish. I don't know why. The grilled whitefish, isn't
it? It's probably not.
So, like, she wouldn't like the yellowtail.
That's probably really not made that.
She doesn't like tuna
either. The right way. You know, it's got to be done right.
You know, I said if we would have caught a fresh tuna yesterday.
Yeah.
If you would have made some sashimi right there on the boat, I would have eaten it.
You would have.
I would have tried it.
You know.
So next time.
That's a challenge.
I know.
Sometime in the next week or so when we catch a nice fresh yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
We'll have it right. We need to take soy sauce and wasabi, though.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So we got it right there
on
the boat.
See, we weren't prepared. That's why we didn't catch it. You got to be ready mentally.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, we do have an opportunity during the last part of the show here to take a couple of questions. And we're not very good at this because we don't have a way yet to have a call come into the studio. However, you can text 619-995-2628. Again, 619-995-BOAT. Imagine that. 619-995-BOAT, B-O-A-T. That's 619-995-2628. If you have the skill within your thumbs, or as Bill, even in his fingertips, to send a text and ask a question about Bill, about the operation, about the newsletter, about anything that you happen to be curious about here at Gunderson Capital Management, you can send us a text and we'll try to answer it on the air or at least return your text.
Yeah, or you can email me at Stephen,
with a
P-H-E-N,
all right,
at pwstreet.com.
And Stephen has his laptop right in front of him.
I do. I'll see any email that comes in right now.
Okay, so if you want to email in a question, We'll be glad to try and answer it. And in the very last segment of the show today, we're going to send you out a little teaser on a new recipe.
No.
Oh, really? Yes. I don't know why Steven doesn't like the recipes. But your dad started it with the doggone Caesar salad.
Yeah, he did.
The original Caesar salad, which was invented in Tijuana, of all places.
That's right.
And he has the original dog-eared copy of the Caesar salad recipe in his wallet.
It's on a little business card.
Yep. And then he talked about the world's best chili relleno, which we send out that recipe along with the – no, separate from the newsletter. It's not in the newsletter.
It's not in the newsletter.
All right.
And put it in there, though.
And then we talked about my mother-in-law's world-famous chocolate cake. So you've got the salad, you've got the main course, and then you've got the dessert. And then we talked about fish tacos. But yesterday, with the beautiful yellowtail that we were able to catch, I'm going to talk about beer-battered fish and chips.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. There's a way that, you know, your dad was telling me a few weeks ago that he went to a fish and chips place, and he got 90% batter and 10% fish. That's no good.
Yeah.
You gotta balance out the fish and the batter, the right kind of oil, the right temperature, the right way to prepare it. So if you want the fish and chips, the beer battered fish and chips recipe, don't email me. Email Steven.
What? I don't know the recipe.
Email Steven. Steven, Stephen at pwstreet.com. And if you want the newsletter, you gotta go to pwstreet.com and subscribe. And I think there's a subscription tab right up at the top.
Yeah, there is. There's a couple different ways to get there.
But okay.
Contact us usually is what people, the first thing they go to anyways. So.
Okay. Now, in that contact us, I love it when folks put in a little bit of a tell us about yourself down
at
the bottom.
Yeah, totally.
We love to read that. Where you're calling from or where you're emailing in. Tell us about if you're invested in the market or what your plans are, kind of what's going on in your world. I'd love to see that from folks.
Yeah.
And if they're interested in becoming a client and letting Bill drive them to the places to fish in the stock market.
Yeah.
Captain Bill.
That's right.
Okay. And with all of his research and all of his fish reports and the GPS and the temperature breaks and the chlorophyll and the bait and all the stuff that he's gathered throughout the week, it's just a lot easier to follow a guy like Bill than to try and go and fish on your own.
Yeah.
You might actually catch one.
Yeah.
You might actually catch a good stock. One that bites.
Yeah. Unlike some people out there. I was going to mention Kramer.
Oh, no. We can't talk about the boats that don't catch the fish.
I just haven't heard someone tell me they got a good idea from him yet. So.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's pretty competitive in this industry, isn't it?
It is,
it's kind of like the fishing boat captains. Oh, they all want to be the high boat.
Oh, yeah.
They all want to be the ones that come in with the most tuna.
And then they get mad if you're too close to their boat.
Oh, isn't that funny? Yeah, that's right. Hey, you're in my section of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. I just chummed over there.
Yeah, get I just
there.
Spit over there. That's mine. Don't come anywhere close to it.
Yeah, well, you hear some funny stuff on the radio out there.
Yeah, you really do. And that's the chatter. And, you know, there's chatter between money managers in this industry as well. But when you've got game, it's pretty it's pretty nice to be able to beat your chest. And Bill has got game. He's the kind of guy that is well researched and thoroughly looks at the ocean before he goes out there and fishes for a stock. He looks out there in the ocean of the stock market and finds the right place to cast his bait. And man, I'll tell you, it's amazing to me how often he's right.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue where to fish in the stock market, but Bill seems to have it. So, pwstreet.com, or there's kind of an old school way to contact us also, and that's by phone.
Yeah, you could call us.
At what number?
855-611-BEST.
Okay.
Which comes out to 855-611-2378.
All right, so 855-611-2378, and you actually call the office.
Yeah.
You actually get here.
You get a live person.
You talk to a human, not a robot.
That's right.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the fishing opportunities in the market. I'm Rob Sanford, and this is Steve Gunderson. We are here for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
we come back in on that one right there. Hey,
three steps.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, who is not here today because it is Sanford and Son of a Gunderson Friday here at the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour at Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And as we come into the last segment here, it's interesting. A lot of times I just kind of assume that because Bill is working so diligently on the newsletter that he is he's not listening to the show. But I think he's listening to the show today because he just sent in a text.
He texted me.
At 619-995-2628.
He sent it out. You with the question, huh?
He texted in, heck with the doggone beer-battered fish. He said that he had blackened Cajun yellowtail last night, fresh from the Pacific Ocean. So I think rather than my beer batter recipe, if you send in an email to either Steven with a PH at pwstreet.com or Rob at pwstreet. I can't believe I'm putting out my email there. Rob at pwstreet.com.
It's hard to figure out with our email addresses.
We'll give you a choice this week. We'll give you a choice. You can either have the incredible beer battered deep fried in peanut oil fish recipe, or you can have Bill's blackened Cajun yellowtail recipe from last night. So let's see.
That's
who,
a tough choice.
Well, I know. Now we're only going to give you one. Let's see which requests we get more.
Yeah, we got to see who.
Okay, we got to see. Is it going to be either beer battered deep fried peanut oil fish or Cajun blackened yellowtail that Bill had for dinner last night? Oh, yeah, but there's more. There's more to it than just the peanut oil.
Okay.
All right. Remember, Rob at pwstreet.com or Steven with a PH at pwstreet.com. Now, you know, we talked earlier about sliding up onto a great stock,
yes,
hooking up,
yep,
landing the fish, and turning it into dinner that night.
Yeah, we talked about Amazon.
But every once in a while, you'll slide up on a fish.
Yep.
You'll get a hookup. You'll fight it for a minute, and bing, you lose it.
You had one of those yesterday. It was a shark.
You don't need to bring that up, that I lost a fish.
Okay, it wasn't a fish. You got cut off by a shark.
But occasionally, occasionally, we hook up here at Gunderson Capital Management and lose it. What happened?
Crap happens.
Okay, so tell me about that. That's usually from a whale, though.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
We have a stock, Biogen, that we own for our clients. And recently it went down 16% in one day.
Getting bit off.
Yeah, that's getting bit off. And, you know, not every stock we buy here is a winner. We try to make it so we buy more winners than losers. But we're also, I feel like we're honest and open, and we like to tell people, you know, like, there are risks to the market.
Transparent.
Yeah, and we're very transparent. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. We had Amazon that was up 16% recently, and same day, Biogen's down 16%. So, dang it.
Doggone it. So the idea is to get more fish in the boat than you lose.
Yeah, exactly. And, it happens from time to time, even though Biogen was a great-looking stock chart. It had the value, had the performance. You know, I haven't looked up the news. I wonder why it's down so much, but, you know, sometimes things just happen.
They just happen.
We don't want to hide those from you either. So we have our winners and we have our losers.
Yeah, you know, and that's a really good point. I think one of the and this is one of the things that kind of drive me crazy. I've known Bill for years in one capacity or another, either in the community or through various paths that we've crossed over the years. And having become kind of the tip of the spear here for customer service and with Gunderson Capital, I get to talk to a lot of folks that are interested in having Bill manage their portfolios or their IRAs or their 401ks, rollovers, or whatever that happens to be, or their brokerage accounts when they're sick and tired of the computer managing their account and they want a real guy, a captain who looks at the charts. And they always ask me, well, not always, but typically they ask me, come on, man. What kind of guy is Bill when he's off the radio?
Yeah.
Hey, you answer that. What kind of guy is Bill when he's off the radio?
He's pretty much the same
guy. Doggone guy.
Only he's not talking about stocks all the time.
Well, I don't know. He is a lot of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. He's the same guy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, whether he's killing tomatoes or working on his – no, you killed tomatoes.
I killed the tomatoes. That's a sore subject. Don't bring that up.
All right.
Poor dog. I still haven't lived that one down.
Oh, God, Steven didn't water Bill's tomatoes.
Yeah.
Killed them. Or whether he's working on his boat or not working on his boat, or whether he's working on the newsletter or finding fishing spots for his clients, he's the same guy walking up and down the halls, whether he's serving his fellow man in the community or working here in the office. It's not some show that's on CNBC or some kind of fake aura that he tries to put on for the radio show.
Yeah.
He's pretty much a regular guy. And so when you bring up, hey, we've got winners in the market and we've got losers in the market, well, that's being transparent.
Yeah.
That's really showing how we really do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. And if the day comes when you would like to have a real captain manage your financial matters, whether that's a 401k or an IRA or a brokerage account or any of the above, or you've come into a large sum of money by selling a piece of real estate, or maybe you've inherited a bunch of money and you just don't know what the heck to do with it, how do they get in touch with Bill?
Yeah, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to our website, pwstreet.com. On the first page, there's a Become a Client form. Or you can go to the Contact Us page. You can click on the Contact Us page is better.
Contact button. Yeah.
Or you can even email one of us, Rob at PWStreet or Steven at PWStreet.
Or call and talk to us on the phone.
Yeah.
You can do that.
There's multiple ways to get in touch with us.
So. We actually sit in the office.
Yeah, we do.
We actually answer the phone and talk to folks. And if you want to talk to Bill, we make that available to you as well.
His cell phone number is.
I dare you. You know, it's interesting though that we have a lot of folks that say, "Hey, you know, I'm really thinking about doing something, but I'd like Bill's opinion about what we're doing now."
Yeah.
And how do they do that? They have to send us something.
Yeah, they got to let us know.
Well, yeah, but they got to send in their current positions.
Yeah.
On their current positions in their particular brokerage account, maybe let us see a statement.
Yeah.
Let us see where they currently are right now, so Bill can say, "Hey, you're doing great, or you're not."
Yeah.
And if you're not,
he'll be honest.
If you're not, go to pwstreet.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. And we'll talk to you next week. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.